with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Until the rain this past Tuesday, our area had hot and windy weather the previous 2 weeks, which leads to a condition called marginal leaf scorch. This disorder presents as dry and crispy leaves throughout the canopy of certain shade trees. On some trees, the edges of the leaves will be affected, and on others, the tips of the leaves will be affected. Trees that have shown marginal leaf scorch symptoms over the last few weeks have been ornamental pears, fruit trees, and maples. Often, marginal leaf scorch symptoms will be mistaken for a disease, but very rarely will symptoms of shade tree diseases present in hot, dry weather. The recent weather will be a distinction for determining a disease versus an environmental disorder. Marginal leaf scorch is a disorder that sets on very quickly. The bottom of each leaf has pores called stomata through which water evaporates into the atmosphere. Usually this increases the humidity around the stomata, which in turn reduces the rate of evaporation and water loss. However, in excessively windy conditions, that humidity is carried away from the surface of the leaf and water continues to evaporate out of the leaf faster than it can be replaced. This leads to symptoms of marginal leaf scorch as leaves desiccate from excessive moisture loss. This functions much in the same way as people sweating, and in the same way, trees need their water replenished in order to remain healthy. Sometimes rain will do the trick, and other times, supplemental watering may be required. For more information on marginal leaf scorch, or to diagnose marginal leaf scorch in your home trees, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233, or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.